Hey, this is Christmas Throughout the Year, where I talk about everything and anything in between. The second topic is about watermelon. It's a good source of water if you're not a water drinker. And you can get them whole or half, seedless or non-seedless. And it's a good source of antioxidants and vitamins in watermelon. And it's only here for a short time for the sweetness of the watermelon. If you're down south, it's there year-round, but only here for a short time. So pick some up. You know, make that a snack for your kids instead of candy bars or sweet tarts or whatever you buy your kids. And especially in the 90-degree weather, that would really help them hydrate. So think about that. And they're on sale now. So go to your local grocery store, wherever you shop, and pick one up for the kids. Make it a snack, a healthy snack. Thank you. Have a good day. Hey, this is Christmas Throughout the Year, where I talk about everything and anything in between. I'm going to stress on Christmas a little bit because we're less than 4 months away. It's really time to prepare now and not wait till the week before Christmas, which a lot of people do, and I don't agree with that. I'm usually ahead of the game because I have a lot of kids to shop for and grandkids. So start looking now, because I'm looking at Walmart and I'm looking at Amazon and I'm looking at all these other online options, and they've got stuff out now. And mind you, the summer stuff is going cheap now because they're getting rid of that. The summer stuff. I believe the October stuff will be coming out for Halloween. Yes, I know it's early. Yes, I know they shouldn't be doing that. But yes, that's how the stores are. You know, you get the Halloween stuff up, and a month later, you've got the Christmas stuff up. You know, I don't know why stores do that. I could never figure that out. You know, they rush it so much. And start looking around for Christmas, which you think you might get. Kids or your dog or whatever you have at home, you know, that you want to get someone. And candles make a really good gift. I like the scented candles, like the apple and the pumpkin. I'm more of a scented fruit type of not fruit, but like the pumpkin and the apple, and yeah, like the fruits. I'm not a flower person for candles. No way. I don't like the smells. I stick mainly with the fruit-scented candles. It's a good gift, and they're cheap, and they're not expensive, and they last forever. So think about that, and start looking for wrapping paper and stuff and tags, because right now they would be the lowest price up until they raise them when the event is coming. So think about that too. And ribbons. I don't really wrap with ribbons because the kids don't care. I mean, when they were little, I wrapped with ribbons and they took the bows off and they played with them. And the toy sat there. You know, my dogs, I had two golden retrievers. They were beautiful. They would sit in the boxes. They were the most adorable dogs I ever had. And they were my specialty. They were just great with the kids. Great, great, great. So enjoy your day, and thank you for listening.